with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
How is my very favorite Likudnik?
Likudnik, we have no government. We have no government.
No,
people are going to work.
No, we've got to talk about that, Andrea, because this is just, it's past being funny. It's almost tragic at this point. Yeah, I mean, what are you guys doing?
Let me teach a new word to the audience.
Yes.
Corinza. Busha.
Busha.
It is a busha. It is such an embarrassment. And you know what? It's not just, wait a second, I have all these pages already. I'm drowning here. It's not just an embarrassment. It has absolutely, you know, Donald Trump has affected the entire world because, okay, Israel was always coarse and always vulgar, but there was always sort of somebody looking in. And now you have to hear these slurs there. They say Lieberman is an anti-Semite, okay? Who is saying that? So that was one of the Haredi members of the Knesset. And then Bibi, somebody called somebody else a pack of losers. I mean, I wonder where they're getting this. In the meantime, we have no government. We have no government. Avigdor Lieberman is the kingmaker. And that's really what it is.
Excepting that he's not
Don't
the kingmaker because he's making...
Don't ask me about making challah.
Okay. Don't worry, there are going to be no challah-based questions for me. I absolutely promise you. I'm just, you know, you mentioned that Avigdor Lieberman is the kingmaker and yet he's making nobody king. He's sitting back and doing nothing. I mean, it looks by all accounts as that you are going to go to a third set of elections.
Yes. Yes. And it's crazy. So I'm just trying to see here. I've been sort of forcing myself, just as, you know, as unpalatable as this is, I'm forcing myself to read what Lieberman has to say.
Yes.
And because I find it, I do not believe he's an anti-Semite. I really believe that in him, where are all these papers? Papers. I'm drowning in papers and recipes. You have to come over to dinner.
I love it so much.
Absolutely.
Kathy's there. Kathy. So, oh yeah, listen to this. Gantz says, I was blocked by a wall of persistent losers. That's a quote. Okay, this is a man who's going to meet with the leaders of the free world. So anyway, Lieberman, he actually said something which I found fascinating and I can kind of relate to. I do not believe that Avigdor Lieberman in the end, election 107, I do not believe that he is going to join a government, give up his seats to any government that includes the joint Arab list. Now somebody can be listening to this right now and saying, oh my gosh, how racist, divisive.
Yeah.
Racist, divisive, nothing. We just have pulled the babies out of bomb shelters. Any party that includes a substantial number of people who are sworn to our destruction, even if they go down with the ship, Avigdor Lieberman will not do this. I do not really understand. What did he say here? He had like a really interesting quote that I lost. Oh, because I don't want to lose you guys. Ruby Rivlin.
Yes.
Ruby Rivlin, he's a nice guy. He's a smart guy. It's true. It's not a secret. He really has his problems with Netanyahu. They have a very fractious relationship. But he came out, I don't know what day he came out, and he was very angry because, because Netanyahu had the chutzpah, the unmitigated gall to say what was true, to say the emperor is naked. He said Israel's Arabs are an existential threat. Well, you know what? Good morning, America. It's not a surprise. And he came running in to be the nice guy, and he said, we have to ensure equality of rights. They've got it. And respectful and meaningful discourse. Well, they've got it. And he is so busy tripping over himself to let the world not think that the Arabs are a problem in Israel. It's a terrible problem. We have out-democracied all the democracies. Nobody does it like us. And it's sickening. A busha.
Okay. Talking about busha v'cherpa, one of our listeners who calls himself Hachamor, I don't know why he would call himself Hachamor, but nevertheless.
I'll tell you why. Because he is pure, raw potential. Hamor and Chomer share the same root, and he's telling us that he has a great future.
You're joking.
Next.
I thought it was just pure donkey. But anyway, he says, busha v'cherpa, a great shame, is a good word to describe the mess of the Israeli elections. I wonder if people actually enjoy this chaos and it plays into their hands. I mean, it just, yeah, Andrew, I've said it twice. I've said it to Raylene. What is, you know, the definition of insanity is to continue doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And what are you guys going to do differently that's going to produce a different result? I do not get it.
I have no idea. Mr. Hamor, he's right. He's absolutely right. I don't like one thing that he said, but he's right. But this time, people really have to get off. They have to not split the votes.
So would you change your vote? I mean, I don't know what you vote in. It's none of my business. But would you consider changing your vote to give it to a bloc that, you know, could form a government?
I've been giving my vote to a bloc. My vote has counted in the original, what was it, the 32 seats that Likud had?
Yes.
I did not split. I have a lot of issues with the current Likud administration. I have a lot of problems with that office in Tel Aviv. But I did not want to split my vote. I wanted to make sure that they went to the strongest power. I was stunned. You know what? I came across a great quote today, which kind of piggybacks on your quote. Failing isn't the problem. Not learning from failure is.
So what I don't understand, I'm going to put myself out there because I know there are a lot of very right-wing people who listen to the station. I know that. But in my mind, You've had Netanyahu basically lose two elections. He hasn't carried the majority of the public with him. And yet he is negotiating on behalf of an entire right-wing bloc. If he would just leave or remove himself, you would have the vast majority of Israelis fully behind Benny Gantz and the Likud. I mean, what is the problem? Get rid of the extremes on both sides. And, yeah, let me listen.
It's not that simple. Only because, first of all, we have there's an additional problem. It's more complex. He's facing indictment on two or three counts. So the question is, when Mandelblit comes out with the recommendation, can he indeed, what are they going to recommend if he is indeed indicted? I don't know. Let's put that aside for a moment.
Sure.
The problem is that it is a center-left opposed to a center-right. The only reason, in other democracy, in the American system, you're right, Benny Gantz would have been the prime minister because he had more votes.
Are you calling
Simple
Benny
as that,
Gantz?
He had more votes.
Are you calling Benny Gantz a left-winger?
He's very comfortable in the center-left. That's where he's getting his votes. Nobody in the center-right, I'm not going to say nobody, but as far as the center-right, he's dangerous to tie hands with, because it includes merits, it includes the joint list, it includes a lot of problematic people who don't share the same right wing, even center right wing. Listen, Otzmama, how do you say it? The Jewish party.
Otzma Yehudit.
They obsess themselves into oblivion.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's agreed. Not where Israel is sitting.
Correct.
But people vote security. At the end of the day, they're not voting shared classrooms and buses. They're not voting buses on Shabbos. That's nice. That's something that Sweden can do. You know, those are the little
sure.
decisions.
No, I hear you.
They're voting bomb shelters. And Benny Gantz, like so many retired generals, something happens to them. They get bees in their bonnets. So many of these retired generals that have become legendary in Israel, we revere them. They're, you know, God comes a far second. And somehow they want to prove that they're not hawks. And the problem is those who surround, they have no program, blue and white. There is no program. Their only program is not Netanyahu. It's not good enough for the right and the center right. And even a lot on the left, center left, they're nervous. If Ahmed Tibi has a say in the Knesset about the future of my grandchildren, I think they have a right to be very nervous. Israel isn't perfect. Israel is flawed, but it's what we have.
Hear you loud and clear.
So just
jump forward 6 months for me, and what do you foresee? Hard question.
It's a very hard question because A, I don't have nevuah. I don't even know what I'm making for Shabbos. Having said
okay,
something
fair
with
enough.
Eggplant. Eggplant will be somehow intimately involved.
Okay.
But I will tell you, and this is where it becomes less political. I hope that Mr. Hamor is listening.
Yes.
I live with God front and center. I know whatever will be. I think we all have our hishtadlos. Every one of us has to get out. Very funny. I need to travel. They're really messing up my travel plans because I will not leave the country.
Yeah, I get it.
On election day.
Yeah.
I very much feel that it's an honor. It's a gift. This is my country. It's the only one we have. I want everybody to come home. Yes, Kathy. Anyway, and 6 months from now, whatever will be, will also be temporary. It'll be in the realm of man. But we have our work cut out for us. It's not the end of the world. Whatever, even against government. Oh, am I going to get, I hope nobody in Jerusalem is listening right now, later. Even against government, I trust in the efficacy of Israel. And Israel will survive. But you know what? I'd like to see babies spend less time in bomb shelters, and he will be tested. Bibi, when he walks into a room, disliked as much as he may be, people take notice. Hate him, love him, they put their shoulders back, and they know that they're dealing with someone. Gantz will be tested, center left. They will, you know, listen, we don't need enemies. Look at what we do to ourselves.
Andrea. Wow, we've been at it for a while. It is 5:00. I have to leave it because we got to take news. But thank you so much for your insights and
enjoy the rain. The traffic report. Let's hear it again.
Cheers, Andrea. Andrea, shalom to you. Time is 5:00. It's time for the news.